With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says if every Israeli hostage is not released from Gaza by Saturday, that, quote, all blank will break out. And he'll call for the end of the ceasefire between Israel and terror group Hamas. In the Oval Office Monday, the president said he would recommend the ceasefire in place since January be canceled if the hostages are not released by noon on Saturday. Vice President J.D. Vance has begun to play a major role in helping the president get cabinet nominees approved by the Senate. Bob Agnew reports.
Vance has quickly emerged as President Trump's middleman to the Senate. Majority Leader John Thune describes Vance as enormously helpful as a liaison between the president and members who have serious questions about Trump nominees. He played a pivotal role in persuading lone GOP holdouts to drop their objections against confirming both Tulsi Gabbard and Kash Patel, both due for final confirmation votes this week. Bob Agnew reporting.
Yes, Gabbard is a step closer to becoming the next director of national intelligence. She cleared a major hurdle Monday night when the Senate voted along party lines to advance her nomination. The final vote to confirm the former Hawaii congresswoman will be held either late Tuesday evening or early Wednesday. Also at SRNnews.com, the Trump administration closes another federal agency for a week.
Russell Vogt, the newly installed OMB director, emailed instructions to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau on Saturday, saying it was to suspend its operations on numerous projects through Friday. Its headquarters in the nation's capital was also closed. The agency was created after the 2008 financial crisis and the subprime mortgage lending scandal. Two lawsuits in response have already been filed by the National Treasury Employees Union. George Williams reporting.
This is SRN News. President Trump goes all in on religious liberty.
He says he will shortly establish a special task force headed by Attorney General Pam Bondi to root out anti-Christian bias within the federal government. Mr. Trump says special attention will be given to the FBI, which...
Georgia State Senate has approved a bill that would prevent men from competing in women's sports. The move comes shortly after Georgia's Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones joined President Trump in Washington, where the president signed an executive order that would cut federal funding to any school that lets boys compete against girls. Georgia Republicans have also introduced a bill to prevent state money from being used for sex change operations. Many states at this point are putting forth legislation to address this issue. This is SRN News. President Trump signs executive orders to bring 25% tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. According to the White House, the effort includes provisions intended to reinstate the full power of the steel tariffs. President Trump says the steel and aluminum tariffs will not make things more expensive for American consumers.
They're going to ultimately have a price reduction because they're going to make their steel here. There's not going to be any tariff. These foreign companies will move to the United States, will make their steel and aluminum in the United States. Ultimately, it'll be cheaper, but we'll also have jobs.
Analysts say that the tariffs are basically scare tactics. The president also set to announce reciprocal tariffs. Canada, Brazil, and Mexico, some of the top exporters of steel to the U.S. Canada, the United Arab Emirates, Russia, and China are the main exporters of aluminum to the U.S. Tiger Woods withdrawing from the PGA Tour event he hosts in California as he mourns his mother's death. More at SRNnews.com.